All right, now, evening to you guys. I'm Patriot Jordan. I hope you guys agree. There you have it. All right, now, the racist, the shitholes. All right, now, like Warren Buffett, this clown-ass racist bought 789 million shares of fraud while these racists cut up to the whole world and kept lying halls and walls that don't exist with a granddaughter with a vagina in a period in a dick-nut group knowing his own racist ass and the other clown-ass racist were lying as they were trying to steal from the United States. Got told, if I extract it, I own it, and it's a global supply chain. It's not America's money. It's my money, right? All right? I'm not giving these damn racists any money, okay? But they said it's a show. I'm not running shit from the West Coast, these dumbass racists. I'm not whitewashing shit with no Microsoft. These are stupid-ass racists. Does that make sense right now? At this point, you know, I'm satisfied with going overseas to offer the extraction Ripple in Europe and Asia, right? These shitholes like TD Jakes, two of these old fake-ass preachers, right? The only thing they know to do is, like, you know, try to frame and all this other stuff. You have no say. Global supply chain, right? You know, everybody's been watching it for 3 whole years. Global supply chain, I don't give a damn what you put in the White House. All right, now, that's Florida. All right, now, so I'm very excited to go overseas. All right, now, to the bank, and I'm giving these racist-ass clowns about the censorship. Who shit? I really don't like America. Does that make sense? Right, now, hell. The other election that was in 2020, does that make sense? You know, I mean, it hit different. Ripple did not exist. The Lord had not given it to me yet. The Lord said blessings without sorrow. Okay, and I finally understand what blessings without sorrow means. All right, now, that's the Lord. He didn't say people would not be jealous of it and coveted. All right, now, but they tried this to steal it and they couldn't. They tried that to steal it and they couldn't. They tried this to steal it and they couldn't. They tried to lynch me to steal it and they couldn't. They tried to frame me to steal it. By Jesus' goodness, they couldn't. They tried, because I'm not a criminal, they did all men are evil against me, lynching, you know, drying up my money, starving me, humiliating me, and embarrassed me, and make me homeless, and they still couldn't steal it. Does that make sense? They tried to lob piles of walls while these shithole racists tried to put down the sun, the moon, and the stars in their whole life. And these buttholes like TD Jakes do it too, but right now they still can steal it, right? God says blessings without sorrow. They can't claim it. They can't lie. It's theirs. Blessings without sorrow, baby. The step me says the whole world saw it earned fair and square. And no matter what I extract, I own it. I'm not extracting shit else in the United States because I'm not going to deal with these nasty asshole racists again, right? But I love that. I'm going overseas to offer this stock to Europe and Asia. It's my absolute call because it's what I extract, I own. If I extract it, I own. If I extract it, it's mine. If I extract it, it's a part of my company, my umbrella, all right? Now, right about now is Ripple, the Genesis tech firm, Infinite Technologies. I have no idea, right? Does that make sense? But I know that my extraction is called Ripple. Does that make sense right now? That's Florida right now. But I hope that you guys are well and great right now. That's Florida right now. But it's just a song. It's a song to my soul. All right, now I'm not making deals with these races, I'm not breaking bread with these shitholes. They can put whatever lie they want to put on the news. All they do is lie. They lie to the whole world. They kept lying walls that didn't exist. They kept lying walls that daughters in the Freemasons with periods. I'm not trying to fit in with the Freemasons. These demon worshiping satanic ass, you know, folks, they're going to burn their asses in hell. All right, now worshiping Satan. All right, now check this out. All right, now I want you guys to look at Boeing and the bankruptcy of Boeing and Intel laying off 15,000 people in Boeing. Laying off 15,000 people. Do you know why that's happening? Because I'm not trying to fit in with you shitholes. I want you guys to look at racist-ass Warren Buffett selling over 500 million shares of fraud because I'm not trying to fit in with you shitholes, right? What's up? You know? So I'm going overseas to offer, the extraction Ripple. Does that make sense? I'm not extracting anything in the United States. I'm not giving these damn racists any money. I'm not coming back to the United States, God willing, by choice. Who got no? Who got no? After I go to the banker right now, I'm going to go headquarter this in London, England. Does that make sense? Or somewhere in Europe right now. Ambassador Lloyd, right now, somewhere in Europe right now. I think it's best I have my own country. I'm not going to deal with these damn racists on no day. Does that make sense right now? On no day, right? They love to say, well, you got to forgive. That don't mean I have to fuck with these racists. That don't mean I have to enrich these shitholes. That don't mean I have to help the asses. Does that make sense? I'm not going to do that. And these shitholes like TD Jakes, that don't mean I have to put them in position to harm more people, to do more foul stuff to more people, to keep their shit Jim Crow, they silent Jim Crow still going with their digital engines in the United States for another couple of generations. I'm not helping these damn racists. Does that make sense? Okay, with this type of money, I need to go start my own country, my own banking system. It just is what it is. It is what it is. I need to go start my own country, all right? So when I go to the bank, I'm going to buy an island. I'm going to immediately start my own country of 80 islands, right? You know, there is an island of the Lord Jesus. I tell you guys more about it once I start to build it. I'm not coming back to the United States. I'm not using the banking system of these racist-ass fools. Does that make sense? You know they stupid. These dumb-ass racists actually thought I would put money back in the United States. I didn't call no names there. So who's going to stand up and see I'm talking about them? All right, now that's the racist got told. These old shitholes like TD Jakes. But TD Jakes, I hope he's big gross stuff can see what a pawn he is. He tried to make my life a living hell, miserable. Saying he wanted to rob me, kill me, rape me, because he was not the center of attention, because all he has done is, you know, for all the time he served the Freemasons, I don't know that, in Satan, I don't know how long this dude, you know, at some point he did preach at one time, I really do believe that, but right about now, this dude is not a preacher, right? T.D. Jokes, right? Does that make sense? He a joke, he ain't no preacher. I write no TD jokes, right? Does that make sense? I write no this baby murdering Nazi clan killer Biden, blow Biden. I write no killer clown, blow Biden, his old baby murdering killer clown, crackhead sign. I write no son not putting money back in the United States, I'm not putting money into the United States. No, you shit hoes can offer me a deal, you so stupid. I'm not signing shit, shit you sons of bitches put in front of me. I don't care if it's Trump or Kamala. I don't give a damn who it is, all right? I'm not signing shit for the United States, not help the United States. I'm not signing my sitting church, you shit. I'm going over to bank in China or Israel or Israel or China. All right, now that's the Lord to pay these 30 octillion shit. No. $30 quadrillion in cash. Does that make sense? All right, now with $44 octillion in rising. I'm so proud of Ripple. Does that make sense? All right, now that's the Lord. Very excited. All right, I'm happy about the numbers. I'm happy about, you know, does that make sense? That you're, I'm really, you know what, though? No, I'm very humble that Europe and Asia, you know, there's a lot of countries over there that just won't help Africa, Europe, Asia, South America. You know, their governments can buy stock. It can improve the lives of their people, their countries, their governments, right? I think it'll help a lot of different countries, a lot of different people in Jesus' name. They won't try this racist shit. Does that make sense right now? Because we've always established this with these little clown-ass racists trying every trick and every evil. Does that make sense right now? You got to forgive, but I'd never forget what these shitholes did. No, nothing to do with them. No. So I'm very excited to go headquarter this over in Europe or Asia, not the United States. Most likely with me, it'd be either in Japan or, does that make sense right now? Or in London, but, you know, the offer to stop, does that make sense, right? No, that's the Lord, so that the rest of the world can buy it with the exclusion of these races being blocked in the United States. Nobody's helping these races. I'm not signing shit for the United States. I'm not signing, putting my sit and show nothing in the United States. I don't care what or who you put in there. It's not saying anything offensive against anybody that's in there. No, it's just simply saying I'm not signing shit. I don't trust shit about the United States. I don't trust the United States. I don't trust a damn thing about the United States. I don't trust the ink written on the Constitution because these shitholes talked about God and had slaves, right? What these races say, they wish it were a cadre feel to the fact that they had to show these assholes, okay? This is a global supply chain. It's not tied to you. You do not own it. It's not tied to you. It's not yours. It's global. It's not yours. The whole world saw, you know, I thank God for Jesus, right? The whole world saw the supply chain globally. Does that make sense? All right, now, the entire world saw the supply chain globally for 3 years. All right, now, the federal government came here in 2021. It's 2024, right? It's been 3 years in October. It's been over 3 years now. This is the last day of October. Does that make sense? All right, now, so... Right now, the whole world saw this over and over again, pulled from a global supply chain, extracted from a global supply chain, off of different continents in the world, like different countries in the world. The whole world saw this extracted by Jesus' goodness at 100% accuracy out of 8 billion people. These shithole races knew they couldn't lie and say it was there, so they made up wiles and pretended that wiles exist while, you know, bigot racists like Warren Buffett with a granddaughter in the Freemasons with periods in the vagina. Does that make sense? Right now, next to its chromosomes, which means she is a biological woman like me in layman's terms. Right now, sat there and they kept lying. These assholes, this man bought 789 million shares of fraud. He's had so much confidence in the work the Lord's doing for me. So these shithole nasty-ass racists are supposed to be, you know, empowered and have, you know, work off your money. But these fools have lost their damn minds. These racists can get their dumb asses on TV and say Microsoft all they want to. They are shit stupid. They are dumb stupid, right? I mean, they might as well stand in line with Intel and Boeing and all these other companies in the United States going bankrupt. They headed for it too if they don't sell that fraud. Remember, now, they lied whilst it didn't exist while shithole racists like Warren Buffett bought 789 million shares of fraud with his female family members because his granddaughter is not the only daughter woman in the Freemasons that's in his family. Bullshit. No way. All right, now, that's the Lord. Right now, as him and his family, you know, tried to enrich the sorry racist asses off my, you know, God-given work. All right, now, while they kept lying, hoes, and wiles to the rest of the world, these damn racists, right? I'm not putting any money in the United States. You can't steal it. I'm not putting any money in the United States. You can't steal it. To make sure you can't steal it, to make sure you can't get your asses hands on it, to make sure these racists can't get their hands on it, nobody's signed a deal with your racists. Your racists ain't got enough gold and oil in your shores to pay me shit. You know that. If I extract it, I own it. You were told that, right? I extract it, it means I own it. It's like kiss Jesus' feet. People don't know the stress I went through, the humiliation I went through, the starvation I went through. These assholes have starved me, made me homeless, lynched me, called me black bitches and niggers, called different countries trying to steal from me and rip me off for something they put zero investments into. What the fuck? These assholes tried to claim a supply chain that has nothing to do with them, has no ties to America. It is not even out of America. It's global. It has no ties to America. It has no earthly ties to America. It has no ties to America. Literally, the Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord, Holy Spirit own the supply chain. It literally, by proof in front of planet Earth, has no ties to America. These shitholes are still trying to steal on what planet? What the hell, boy? It is insane. All right, no, then when they couldn't steal, they start making up walls, trying to be racist and green. It is green to make up walls. It is green to keep lying to the whole world because you want to steal and you're mad and you're jealous. It is green to keep being green and lying and being godless and awful and jealous. It is green for these faggot ass men to thank them for to get them a hand. I'm not giving you asses a handout, right? No. If you don't make over a quarter of $1 million, you don't need no help. You don't need no help as normal people. That desperately just wants some help, but right now, that's the Lord. I'm not Santa Claus, the boogeyman, and none of that stuff, but right now, I'm not Jesus. I'm a human being like everybody else. Does that make sense? Right now, I'm happy to help people in Jesus' name one time. All right now, that's the Lord. All right now, you know, it'd be a great honor to in different countries in the world that we can help and people that want to preach the gospel for real. Not these satanic, tom-sucking, demonic Freemason preachers. Look at them. Saying they want to lie and destroy you because they can't steal, because they have no chance to steal. United States tried to claim a supply chain that's global, right? For Ripple, how? You don't own Ripple. You cannot access the global supply chain in this global. You might as well set it fraud. You might as well go and get in line with Boeing and Intel and these other countries. Your company's going to go bankrupt. Say Microsoft is having cash problems. Does that make sense right now? That's what the Lord right now said. It had over the quarter earnings, but it's like you said, it's like, what the hell? How much money did Bill Gates and them put into my work and these racists trying to whitewash it? They're so damn stupid. No, you're not whitewashing my identity, right? I say it with confidence. You clowns are a jackass joke. No, right? I'm happy to go over to Europe and Asia. Does that make sense to offer the stock over there? I'm very excited about that. There are countries over there. Their people, their governments will appreciate the first time. I want people to look at what the United States tried to steal. Does that make sense right now? These other countries, the Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord, Holy Spirit wants to be good. You know, go where you celebrate it, not where you tolerate it. These nasty-ass racists treated me all sorts of shitty ways. All right now, they didn't congratulate me. They tried to destroy me. In front of the whole world, they tried to destroy me. In front of the whole world, they kept lying to destroy me. In front of the whole world, they got caught trying to frame me, calling me black bitches and niggers when they kicked that stupid-ass racist out the office. In July, he got busted internationally. What's up, right? About my own money and property that they put zero investments into. These shithole racists trying to claim it's a global supply chain that's not theirs. And these butthole jackasses like TDJs, these old fake preachers. All right, now blind Tom and sucking Tom and don't think they need Jesus, don't want Jesus, and worshiping Satan for decades, give up every decade worshiping Satan. All right, now these shitholes are not going to rob me, blind that sign of the country. I'm not saying shit. I can pull my own fraud. I can extract my own fraud. I don't rip. I can extract my own fraud. There is no middleman. There will be no little racist to swiggle, to wiggle his greasy ass in. Does that make sense right now? What do I need the racist for? Why? It's a fair question, right? It's a global supply chain that the whole world sees global. It's not tied to the United States. They have a claim to it. Global. It's a global supply chain. I own Ripple. United States don't own Ripple. They don't own the global supply chain. There's no little greasy-ass racist that's going to squiggle in and make no deal. Are you stupid? So I'm going over to Europe and Asia. Does that make sense? Clearly, America has a racist problem. You notice how these shithole racists keep saying Microsoft, and they crying and screaming like they stupid. I'm not doing a company on the West Coast for these nasty-ass racists. How they try to whitewash my identity. They tried to lie about, the American Samoa. Look at how they put a white man on the news, like American Samoa voted for me in the presidential primary. All right, now I guess something, the Lord poured shine his light. I guess something resonated with them. All right, now this Hawaii woman, they voted for me in the presidential primary. They put a middle-aged grand white man up there. They so damn stupid and racist. What's up? That looks nothing like me, right? As they try to say that I'm musty, I'm not Elon Failure Musty that you keep putting his face across everything. He's not accomplishing anything. I have no slanted headlines. The Lord poured out my success. I can't even flex, man. I kiss Jesus' feet, man. I'm so humbled by that. I'm really excited, though, that countries like, South America, some European countries that need help, some Asian countries that need help. All right, now South America, Mexico and Canada. Canada seems to have a good economy, but Mexico need help. But I'm happy to go take this over to Europe and Asia so people can buy the stock. I'm very excited about that. I really do in my heart. I'm glad when I extract fraud over in Europe and Asia when I headquarter it from either Japan or London somewhere. All right, now that's for the Lord, a secure part of England. I don't know. All right, now that's for the Lord, with a boatload of security. But I'm very, 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 excited that, I'm really thrilled that, and I really do mean this from my heart. Clearly I didn't start with America, right? I'm happy in Jesus' name, be an honor to, right? Normal Americans that make under $250,000, $100,000 check a piece plus the reparations. All right, now I promised the Lord I would do that. Does that make sense for $500,000 a piece, right? Two-parent household. Children don't get the money there. Does that make sense? Just the adults. All right, now $100,000 the exact same difference because clearly there's a racial disparity that is suffered in the United States. So it'd be a great blessing to write normal people a check. Normal people a check. Yeah, just straight up saying. All right, now people that sin, they just want somebody to see them so bad. Well, the Lord Jesus sees them. So I'm happy to write them this one-time check. It'd be an honor to it. This is not going to do anything I've got going on. You don't penalize normal people for the shithole Nazi racists that keep trying to stick their sorry asses in a position. You don't penalize the normal people for that. It's not America's money. The whole world saw it extracted globally. As shithole racists like Warren Buffett and all of them kept getting up lying that Halls and Wiles that don't exist, but 800 million shares of fraud. What the fuck, boy? He really didn't have some confidence in my Jesus-given work, right? I hope that you guys will integrate it right now. So after, you know, I'm not extracting any fraud in the United States. No matter what I extract, it belongs to me. I'm not headquartering a company in the United States. I'm not helping this racist-ass country be great. This racist-ass country tried to kill me. This racist was murdering babies over in Jerusalem. I was homeless last year. As of October, that had been 10 months. This racist was still drying up my work even in the hotels. He's so nasty and racist. What's up? Right? Not just that. These racists called the Klan to frame me, call me black bitches and niggers and saying they wish it was a cotton field. Lied about I have no rights, a right now to be vicious, ruthless, cruel, and racist. While shitholes like Warren Buffett try to enrich him and his sorry ass family off of work the Lord doing through me while they lied to the whole world with a bunch of racist men with daughters in the Freemasons. Stop. You don't have to be a part of the Freemasons. You think I want to be a part of the Freemasons? No. I curse that name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I don't worship Satan. Clearly, I'm not trying to fit in with you. Ex-Boeing, ex-Intel, ex these other countries with these companies with these massive layoffs. Ex Microsoft that's in a bit of a cash cruncher right now. But you want to talk about that? You want to keep lying and being racist? I right now saying they got to keep up. They got to keep up because they don't bought so much fraud. They're in a bit of a hole. All right, now don't worry. Microsoft has some pretty good quarterly earnings, right? They recoup their hold, you know. All right, now that's really as far as like the money that they tried to buy in fraud. Nobody's helping you. I'm not helping you. No. You know, get it? No. So I'm happy to take it over to Europe and Asia the first time. People, the governments, the people, they're helping me. I hope that people see the money that has hit my legs. Does that make sense? That the United States tried to steal, tried to frame, tried to lynch, tried to lust, starve me, humiliate me, embarrass me, made me homeless, tried to frame me, did evil against me, tried to stress me, had to try to put me on the streets to kill me. I hope every European country can see, you know, the racists and how they acted, you know, and you can, you know, I would never help the United States, these damn racists and these shitholes like T.D. Jakes, no. But I'm happy in Jesus' name, you know, I kiss Jesus' feet, that to take this over to Europe and Asia, with the United States being blocked. No matter by Jesus' goodness what I extract, it belongs to me. I'm honored to sell this stock to Europe and Asia, right? So that it can improve their governments, their people, their people's quality of living, their governments, their cities, their towns. They want to modernize. Does that make sense right now? You know, that's Florida right now with the United States remaining blocked. You know, as long as you don't hate Israel, you don't hate Jesus, you don't hate Israel, you're not Warren Wonger, you can better stop what I go overseas to offer it with the United States remaining blocked. You know, my money was in the United States. You tried to steal it. The Lord God, Jehovah, by Jesus' goodness himself, got out of here. And I thank the Lord I never put my money back to the United States. These dumbass racists actually think because Trump or whoever else getting them put money back. These are stupid-ass racists, no. And that's not saying shit about Trump. I don't trust anybody. I wouldn't sign anything with my name, even from Trump, right? It's not an insult to Trump. I trust no one. I'm saying out loud, I don't trust you assholes, right? That's not a knock at Trump. I don't trust anybody. Do you see what I just went through? And nothing is going to change that in this lifetime. No, right? All right, now, that's Florida. All right, now, you know, I mean, I don't know what Prince William want, but I know he'll tell me, right? All right, now, I give him $1 trillion for it being over there in the banker right now, you know. But if he wants some more, right now, with a reason, he can ask me for it. Does that make sense? Right now, the Lord put it over there. I'm not even going to the bank in England. You should have racist threat. Did you see the Middleton family? Did you see how they tried to block me for going to the bank? I'm not giving England any money, right? If they want some money to, like, modernize stuff, I don't owe England money. I still pay Prince William for it being over there. All right, now, that's Florida. Right now, you know, I'd be happy to, and the royal family, the king and queen, but that's the best I can do. But right now, but you know, that's the Lord right now, but I'm happy to offer this over in Europe and Asia so people can buy the stock. They can buy the stock. All right now, they'll greatly help their countries, their people, right? Does that make sense? Right now, with the United States remaining blocked, anything got extracted by Jesus, willing by Jesus' goodness, because it's a global supply chain, not taught to do these delusional-ass green racists, and they knew that was global when they tried to steal it. It has nothing to do with the United States. It's global. What's up? What were they trying to pull there? That fucked up and racist, right? These assholes like T.D. Jakes, he's a globalist, but I mean, he tried to steal everything, too. Kept saying he would rape me and steal everything. He's so nasty and gross and godless. He better get Jesus to go burn his big gross ass in hell. All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, but with all my heart, I'm happy that it's going to help so many other countries in Jesus' name. I'm very thrilled about that. It makes me so happy, right? I mean, Australia, they can buy it. Oceania can buy it, you know. All right, now, Africa, Europe can buy it. Does that make sense? All right, now, South America, Mexico, Canada, they can buy it. I'm going to offer it over in Europe and Asia. They're more than welcome to go buy the stock. I'm extracting those so they can buy it. It'll greatly help and enrich their countries, right? These shithole racists, no. I'm not helping these racist clowns in America do shit. Well, I usually hate them, the American people. Do you see how these racists treated me? right? We talked about helping the normal people. Normal people didn't do anything. To me, it'd be a great honor to, in Jesus' name. As long as they make under a quarter of a million dollars, it'd be a great pleasure. Reparations, all right now, no matter what your income is, all right now, let me see what the Lord, let me talk about the reparations. Some people don't need help with reparations, all right now. That's the Lord. Some people do. Let's see, but it's a right that the Lord wants to wrong, so let everybody get reparations. Does that make sense? As long as you make, all right now, the other check is you got to make under $250,000. You can't get it. I'm not making any promise in writing to America, not writing anything down to America, not signing my name to anything in America, not putting any money back in America, not even putting $1 million in America, no. These shithole races that should not put my money back in America, no. Anything got struck, you know, it belongs to me. America got told as much, right? They got told, okay, this is a global supply chain. How are you trying to claim this? This does not belong to the American people and the American government. It doesn't even come out of America. It's global. How are you trying to claim this? Just being nasty, shitty, and racist. Everybody is not like that, though. So in Jesus' name, help people unto God. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the right thing, to help people unto God. People, I didn't have $100,000 or $500,000 when Ripple started. I had nothing. The Lord gave me Ripple in 2021. The last presidential election with that murdering, killer, baby, Nazi, Hitler, racist Biden. You know, Ripple didn't exist. Does that make sense? Right? No, this time it does. And I have over $44 octillion. Does that make sense? $15 octillion. I write no doubts to the Lord. I write no, but I got quite a bit of money. And I own Ripple to go make more money in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Because I don't have any power. Jesus blessed me with money. I don't have power to pour out money. The Lord God Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit. You know, I kiss Jesus' feet. I exalt the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank Jesus. Because it's solely because of Jesus, not because of me. I'm a human. The Lord said in Deuteronomy 8 and 22, it said, the Lord gives you the power to get wealth. I am not stupid enough to try to take God's glory. And I thank God for Jesus that gave me the power to get wealth. I am so happy in Jesus' name to help other countries and nations. Right now, you know, that's the Lord. You know, be good to their countries and their citizens. It'd be a great honor to. Blocking the racists in the shitty United States. I don't know, for 2 years they had every chance to do things right. They don't chose not to. They have no more chances. I hope that you guys will be great. Right now, so anything got extracted belongs to me, and my money's not stepping foot back in the United States. I'm not selling shit in the United States. So right now, that's the Lord. No. Right now, that's for the Lord. I don't need people to verbatim hear me say this, right? United States has no say. I'm not, you know, it's not no Microsoft. I mean, are these racists green and delusional? Side-eye these assholes. Are they green and delusional? Are they dumb, stupid, green and delusional at this point? Some stupid-ass racists at this point, saying Microsoft, right? I didn't call no names still, so who's going to get mad to identify themselves, right? Who is this green and delusional? Money's not coming back here. You stupid. Clearly, I don't give a damn what you put in that White House. You dumb. Never. I'm going to go find a country and put my money in my own country. I hope you guys will agree to write no doubts to the Lord. But thank you guys so much. All right, Jesus will, right? The risen house of the Lord Jesus, right? The empire of the risen house of the Lord Jesus. Does that make sense? With several different islands that are like states, but it'd be like countries. I write no where I can't buy and sell and manufacture. Well, I'm not going to talk too much about it. I'm just going to do it in Jesus' name. But I hope you guys will agree with the United States is excluded, is blocked. The global supply chain is not tied to the United States, is blocked. The United States has no claim to the global supply chain, is blocked. The United States has no claim to Ripple, is blocked. No, not helping the United States. The United States had every chance to do everything right. And for 2 years straight, they tried to destroy me, humiliate me, embarrass me, kill me, lynch me, starve me, frame me, make me homeless. The United States had every opportunity to do everything right. And over again, these racists and these shitholes like TD Jakes kept doing being evil. No. No more chances for the United States. You have to forgive, but I'm not helping you shitholes do shit. I happy to go offer this over in Europe and Asia, so people in Europe and Asia, right, does that make sense? Are more than welcome to buy stock. I'd be happy to, extract, all right, so people can buy it and stock overseas with no greasy little racist middleman in the middle. I don't need no racist middleman. I can extract it myself and directly just sell it. I hope you guys will have a great good afternoon. It's an honor in Jesus' name, all right, now. And these shitholes like TDJ, so if you want to call it the racist, you got to call it these shitholes too and these faggots that want to try to steal too, right? They look the other way. No, right? I hope you guys will. Thank you guys so much. Jesus will. Thank you guys.